You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire.
The Supreme Court has found that Northland iwi leader Mike Smith, Ngā Puhi, Ngā Te Kahu, has the right to sue seven big polluters in Aotearoa New Zealand, including Fonterra, Genesis Energy and Z Energy, for their role in contributing to climate change. The ruling also denies these companies from attempting to strike out the case, and it will now continue to trial. I spoke to Head of Campaigns for Greenpeace Aotearoa, Amanda Larson, about this win and its significance for our climate. Here is that interview. What is the significance of this win for Greenpeace?
I think it's hugely significant for the fight against climate change, which obviously is something that's really central to Greenpeace's work. What we're seeing here in Aotearoa and around the world really is that governments are neglecting their responsibility to protect their citizens from climate polluters. And so people are increasingly taking this fight to the courts. And the fact that the Supreme Court has ruled that Mike Smith will be allowed to take Aotearoa's top seven climate polluters to court, to trial, that's fantastic. I mean, I think that'll send chills up the polluting companies and make them realise that they can't just carry on polluting unchecked.
Indeed. How long has this campaign or this fight in the Supreme Court against these companies been going on for?
So Mike Smith took these companies to the courts back in 2019. And basically, he went to the High Court wanting to sue these top seven climate polluters. And then those polluters tried to get the case struck out. And it went to the High Court. They decided to strike it out. Then it went to the Court of Appeal. They decided to strike it out. And then it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court unanimously ruled to not allow that strike out and instead rule in favor of allowing Mike Smith to take these polluters to trial. You know, so it's been a long time. It's been more than 4 years now, but it's great to see that the Supreme Court has allowed this case to go to trial.
Absolutely. So trial is the next step, is it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the next step just means that basically this will have a full trial, which means gathering evidence on all sides. So it just means that the legal teams are able to go away and present a much more detailed case. And so, yeah, that work begins in earnest now.
Why is it so important that Fonterra and other companies like this are held accountable?
So Fonterra is New Zealand's biggest climate polluter, and the other six companies are also major polluters. They're responsible for 30% of the greenhouse gas emissions produced here in Aotearoa. And, you know, this has been known for a really long time. These companies have known about their impact on the climate for decades. And yet, you know, they've pushed against regulation of their industry. They've lobbied for inaction from political decision makers. And we've seen that political decision makers haven't had the kind of backbone to regulate these industries because they are powerful industries. So then, you know, people are going to keep fighting to protect themselves and their, you know, their children and future generations from the impacts of climate change. So they're increasingly taking it to things like the courts and other avenues to try and stop these big polluters from continuing to wreak havoc on the climate.
What does this mean for Fonterra going forwards? Will they be allowed to continue to emit pollution as they were before to the same extent?
Well, what Mike Smith is calling for in this case is for the courts to order these polluters to stop their pollution. And so, you know, it all depends on what happens at trial. You know, if the courts see favorably on Mike's case, then that's exactly what he's asking for the courts to order them to stop polluting.
Would you call Fonterra's attempts to strike out the case a refusal to take responsibility or even an unethical act?
I mean, the case that the polluters presented or the kind of reason for them calling for this strikeout was that these are matters that the government is already dealing with or should deal with. And ultimately, the Supreme Court didn't accept that argument. And we're seeing that the government, you know, knows about climate change, knows the harms that it's causing already in terms of extreme weather, storms, droughts, floods, and, you know, the risk to all of us and to future generations, and the government isn't taking that seriously. So now it's time for the courts to step in. What Mike is asking for is for them to direct these polluters to stop polluting.
That was Head of Campaigns for Greenpeace Aotearoa, Amanda Larson, speaking to me about the Supreme Court's ruling that Northland iwi leader Mike Smith has the right to sue seven big polluters in Aotearoa, New Zealand, including Fonterra.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.